KMCH HD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Enlightened philosophers tell us that we are divine beings in human form. Let's get real here. How can we live a busy life with a job, kids, and a mortgage and still be spiritual? Join CJ Liu as she tackles real life issues through a spiritual lens and talks with experts in relationships, work, and more. You'll get practical life skills and learn how to touch, feel, and experience a whole new way of living. Be a force for good. And fire it up with CJ. Log on, fireitupwithcj.com, and call CJ now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Live from the headquarters of CBS Sky Radio, this is Fired Up with CJ. You can find her at fireitupwithcj.com or on Facebook, same name, Fired Up with CJ. Welcome to May, everybody. This month we'll be focusing on women and empowering us to be our very best. And right now, I give you CJ Liu.
Hey, welcome everybody. I'm CJ Liu, and I am super excited about this month. I've talked to such incredible women, and today is no different. We have best-selling author of Alpha Chick, Five Steps for Moving from Pain to Power and Helping Us Regain Our Lives Back. And you know, about 17 years ago, I got married, and this interesting phenomenon happened when I got married, is I started kind of forgoing all of my needs for my kids and my husband, and everything came secondary, or my needs became secondary. And I think that that's a pretty common phenomenon when women start having kids. And I lost my work identity, and again, it began, my life was all about tending to others. So today we have Mel, who is going to help us get our lives back. Welcome, Mel.
CJ, it's so exciting to be with you today. Thank you.
Yeah, so I'm curious. You've coached a lot of women. What have you found are the ways that women start giving up their power? Does it happen like it did with me where they start having kids? And is that the beginning or is that just the middle? Or what do you usually find?
It actually starts a lot earlier, CJ, sadly. It starts when we're small kids and girls are told, oh, sit over in the chair, dear, and be quiet like a nice little girl. Mm-hmm. So at a very early age, we start to learn that we should not speak up. We should not express what we're feeling or what we want. And then that carries forth in our lives, and it starts to show up in our relationships, you know, as we start dating or we get married or start having families. And we keep carrying that trait of not speaking up and not having boundaries. And even in business, it's very common. So what you described as getting married and starting a family, and all of a sudden your identity became that, your family, mm-hmm. is such a common issue for women.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? It doesn't have to be that way, because what happens is when you get into that feeling of all I have is really my family identity, you start to disconnect emotionally.
Mm-hmm. How do you see people disconnecting emotionally?
They get bored. They get angry. There's resistance. And lots of times it can lead to unacceptable behavior, such as women start to drink, or they start shopping too much because they're not feeling good about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They've kind of given up everything that they were passionate about to now fulfill this role as a mother. And it doesn't have to be that way.
Mm-hmm. And you so know, it seems like that's one way we sabotage ourselves is that we, and you had said, interestingly, when we first started talking about this, that women do so much in terms of their beliefs and their behaviors to sabotage ourselves. What did you mean by that?
Well, we're famous for that because we carry with us this old bag of stuff. It's like old luggage that we drag around, and it's all our past experiences. It's old comments that people made to us that we've now buried into our souls, and we're carrying them around, and all this old stuff is meaningless. as to who we are today as women. We've got to learn to let go of that crap. And, you know, there's a wonderful expression that I love it when you get on a plane and you're sitting down and American Airlines tells you, you know what, if we hit a rough spot here and we get into trouble and the plane starts to dive, put your air mask on first and then help the kids, because you know what? You need to be with it and your wherewithal and on top of things before you can help the kids. And if you don't have that oxygen flow, guess what? It's not going to happen. That's a prime example. We need to take care of ourselves first. Our self-care is so important, mentally, emotionally, and physically, so that we are able to show up as powerful women for our mates, our husbands, our kids.
Yeah, so we're sabotaging, and in that particular example, and I think in the other ones that you talked about, we're sabotaging our passions and our own needs, maybe even our own life, in the example of the airplane. So one of the things that we do to sabotage ourselves is we put our others' needs before ours. And it's hard, I think, to actually recognize that it should be reverse. I think. I don't know. And I think you're right. It's when we're little kids that we're trained that it should be different, right? Put everyone else's needs above our own. And I think that that just continues as we get older and older and gets worse, sadly.
How many times were you told as a kid, oh, now, give that toy to Johnny?
Right.
You know, oh, okay. Or go over there now. You're making too much noise. Go over there, sit down, and be a quiet little girl. Little girls sit over there, and they're ladylike, and they're silent. You know, and not that anybody was trying to be harmful, but we have to watch the language that we are using with children because they carry that language forward.
Right. And so another way, the other thing I'm hearing you say is the other way that we sabotage ourselves is we don't speak up. You know, so we're quiet. So we don't speak up. We just basically like shove down our thoughts, our ideas, our beliefs because we're told to be quiet.
How many women do not express how they truly feel in a relationship just to hang on?
I know. Not to offend someone. You know, I was talking to a girlfriend and she said, I really don't like when this woman talks in this particular way, so I've just chosen not to hang out with her anymore. And I said, well, do you still enjoy her company? She said, I do, but I just don't want her to talk, you know, in this particular way. I don't like when she's kind of demeaning to other people. It's out of integrity for me. Right. And I said, well, could you just say to her, hey, because she keeps on calling her to get together. And I said, well, couldn't you just say, hey, I'd love to get together, but one of the things I feel is that when you go there, it just doesn't feel good to me. So can we stop doing that? And she's like, oh, no, I don't think I could say that. And I said, well, why not? And she said, well, I guess I could say, you know, it's, you know, I could say some version of it, but I just think it's so interesting.
Right. What are we afraid of? And it's the same thing in the work environment. Lots of times we are treated so poorly and without respect or consideration, somebody can make excessive demands of us. We need to protect ourselves in the work environment. You need to speak up.
So not speaking up, putting other people first, and what are other things that we do to sabotage ourselves so we can be more conscious?
Well, it's our limiting beliefs and most of the things that we think about ourselves are not true. And so a great way to break through that barrier is to really create a sheet about what you believe about yourself. Write it down, because a lot of these beliefs may be from somebody else's opinion, a comment that was made, or something that we took and we twisted it, and now we've made it much more damaging and painful than the original words ever intended. So,
that's
we
so
keep playing the drama, the role over and over in our head, that conversation. By the time we get through playing it over for the 50th time, the words have changed dramatically from what was initially said.
Yeah, and it's funny because I'm my next guest, Emily, I think, is here, and we are. And money is one of those things that we continually tell ourselves we're not good with numbers and we're not good with money. I just had one recently where I was waiting for a developer to help me with a WordPress plugin. And it's very technical. And I thought, well, you know, I'm hiring him. I'll just, and I've been emailing and asking him to fix the plugin. And then finally I thought, you know, screw it. I'm going to read all this documentation and figure it out. If he can figure it out, I can figure it out. Why do I think just because he's a guy, he's a developer, that he can do any better job than I will? I will just figure this out because my hands now are tied based on this developer who is not responding to me. And so I will just take control of the situation and fix it. But before, I think I was in this mode where I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing with technical stuff. I get so confused and lost. And I think it was when I let go of that belief and said, oh, screw it. I will figure it out, just like everything else.
Yeah. You want to learn how to do something? Go to YouTube. Search it. They probably have a video there that will tell you exactly how to fix that plugin.
And that's exactly what happened. I went in and I got the plugin. It's still not working exactly right, but at least people can listen to my show. Although the plugin didn't allow anyone to listen to the show, so it was a critical error on my website. But I just thought I'm taking control over the situation. And there are videos to do everything.
You've got
everything.
I was having problems shooting a video with my iPhone, and I was using a software that was recommended, and I couldn't get it to work right. I went to YouTube.
Yeah.
And I put in the software and how to use it. And up came three choices of watching very short videos and what to do. You know, I mean, women don't need to restrict themselves in this day and age from managing household. I think women should manage the household budget and pay the bills so that they know what's going on. They know the money flow.
Mm-hmm.
This thing about letting men handle it all, no. I think women should take over that from their husbands so that they're not clueless.
Yep.
Not difficult.
Yep.
Get a calculator if you can't add.
Yeah. Well, just to even do it so you know that you can do it so that it doesn't haunt you and those beliefs actually are fearful for you.
Yes.
When it doesn't need to be like, I think you're right. YouTube and all those videos, what's available on the internet now is like the great equalizer. We don't have to be disempowered or kind of like, oh, I hope someone can help me. And we can help ourselves, right, and teach ourselves how to do things. It's possible.
Exactly.
All right, so tell us about your five-step process. So you use the acronym FAITH.
Yes.
Tell us what it stands for, the F, the A-I-T-H. What does it stand for? And how do we use your process to regain our lives back?
FAITH is a word that everybody understands and has a individual interpretation of, and this really has nothing to do with religion. It's all about belief.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not tied to any specific religion.
Mm-hmm.
The F is for focus, meaning that we go within to get the answers that we are searching for. But we are taught always, we're actually taught in reverse, to pursue the answers to problems and issues outside of ourselves. We're constantly looking for validations and solutions outside of ourselves. Everything we need to know to manage our lives and live as awakened women is within us already.
Mm-hmm.
We just take time to go within, settle down, listen. So that's focus.
Okay.
E is for acceptance and attitude. When we accept what has happened in life, instead of resisting and pushing and saying, oh, no, if we just accept it, we can let it go. And acceptance doesn't mean that you're saying something's right or wrong. You're strictly acknowledging that something has happened and releasing it from your attention, that so it's not constantly consuming your thoughts. And once we do that, all that old debris and old stuff and shame and guilt and why did I do this and I should have done that goes away. What happens is, as that weight comes off our shoulders, our attitude about all this stuff starts to change very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
All this crap no longer has the importance that it once had. We start to see it's really meaningless.
Yeah. I mean, all that guilt and shame just weighs us down and makes us become unresourced, I think. So the sooner you can let go of it, the better.
Oh, my goodness. It's huge for women. it keeps them from really living at their full potential mm-hmm. because they're chained to that past guilt and shame. Mm-hmm. No need to do that.
How about I, the T, and the H?
The I is for identification and intention. We mm-hmm. need to identify what our self-sabotaging behaviors are. And once we're able to identify those behaviors, then we're able to set new intentions as to mm-hmm. what we want to do. And the reason why it's an intention has this, and has the soul of the universe behind it. It has the energy of the universe behind it. And they really manifest where a goal is more of like a written wish on a piece of paper. So mm-hmm. intentions are extremely powerful as far as holding us to the process.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like cleaning your house. You can't clean house until you know where the dirt is. And this
right.
is the same thing. You've got to identify, what is this crazy stuff that I'm doing that is keeping me blocked, keeping me from growing, keeping me from connecting to the joy that I deserve in my life? And once you do that, then you can set the intention and create the action steps that will move you forward.
Mm. And I think, you know what, I think it's time for a break. So when we get back, we'll talk about the T and the H, and then we're going to be walking us through how you would use this particular, in fact, how you use this particular process to remove some of the addictive behaviors in your life. So folks, make sure to subscribe to us by going to www.firedupwithcj.com, and you'll get a schedule of upcoming shows, articles, and be eligible to win freebies when we have them. We'll be right back.